Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Live in Australia is the United States only full-time radio correspondent from Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am really, really well. Gwyneth, you know, we are busy at the farm, and we plan on doing some earth moving today to open a major, the road people, when they grade the road, make it very difficult to get into our farm. So we're opening up an area that would be impassable to campers should they ever show up. And that's one of the projects that we're working on. And at the same time, in that same area, we are moving equipment, implements, and things that we've stored that are just too close, you know, several hundred feet away from the road. And, you know, like 500, 800 feet away. That's too close. It's too close to the road for people to, you know, come and steal our implements. Even though they're heavy and even though they may weigh 500 pounds, 1,000 pounds, we want them secured and moved way out of the way, right near the house, so that if someone tries to steal them, we can help them. We can show them the way home and off the farm. But I'm really concerned about that, Gwyneth. I think that as the economy spirals down the drain, people are going to be more concerned as they find out that their neighbors have been, properties have been ransacked, looted, burglarized, etc. What do you think?
Oh, gosh, yes. That is so true. And, I was just speaking with you on the phone a little while ago before the broadcast, and I mentioned about in Austria there's a particular YouTuber that I listen to sometimes, and her name is called Survival Lily, and she is Austrian. She lives in Austria, and she was saying that there's people who are stealing wood out of the forest. So, and firewood has become almost unobtainable. And when you can get it, it's twice the price that it was a couple of years ago. But she said that people are stealing wood out of private forests, firewood, branches lying on the ground, that they're hopping the fence and they're going into the forest and they're carrying branches out on their shoulders, and whole families are going in there and just stealing wood out of the forest. And she also said that shoplifting has become very, very common. There's a supermarket, they're called Lidl, and they've had to put, you know, the little magnetic tags that you get on valuable items in the shop, that the owners of the supermarket have had to put these tags on the tubs of butter. People are stealing butter out of the supermarket. And it's just amazing. You know, she said that nobody has got any consideration anymore for ownership because people are desperate. And that's what's behind it. They're desperate. They haven't thought of doing something for themselves. They see that somebody else has something, and so they think that they can just go and take it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, I'm looking at an article right now that says, as of October 2nd, butter has hit an all-time high because the heat had taken a toll on dairy cows. And then in Florida, this wouldn't have impacted it at this point, but it will. In Florida, the dairy cows are really having a tough time from the hurricane. And there's one farmer that's lost a lot. The roof blew off it's a big operation. The roof blew off his milking parlor. So right now, as of August this year, butter, 1 pound of butter is at $4.70, 4.70 per pound. Now, last year, it was $3.63 a pound. So roughly 25% increase in 1 year, butter. And, you know, yesterday we were out working on the campground and the farm, and as I mentioned, securing up the farm to prevent theft. And there's some chemtrails in the sky. I thought, gosh, they're back at it. Now, they have not been spraying for months now, maybe 3 months. And now they're back at it. So I'll let you know if we have some rain. But there's no rain in the forecast. No rain in the forecast for well over a week. So they're back at spraying. And I think it's because they realize that the rioting will begin with the starvation and the famine that's on its way to the United States and other parts of the world. Glenn, with your comments?
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. Things are falling apart, and there's no way that anyone can stop it at this point. But what is going to happen is going to happen, and no matter what people try to do at this point in time to put a lid on things, it's going to keep happening. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to, suddenly produce an abundance of food and jobs for everyone? What are you going to do? You know, you can't stop that. And the thing is that people have forgotten how to do things for themselves. All that they know how to do, this is something actually that I'd like to spend a little bit of time on, Vincent. I'm watching, I watch quite a lot of YouTube videos about, preparedness around the world, how people are doing, and all that sort of stuff. And one thing I'm noticing is, particular parts of the world. Oh my gosh, I'm just yawning. Particular parts of the world. Like, for instance, in Cuba. Okay. Hurricane Ian went through Cuba and wiped out all of the electrical transformers on the island of Cuba, wiped out the electrical supply. And the people went on the streets, and the news report said that these people were protesting in the streets demanding that the government turn the electricity back on. And I read that headline and I thought, this is amazing. Don't they understand what just happened? That a cyclone came through and, you know, just wiped out the electrical transformers, then what are you going to do? You're going to just click your fingers and put a new electrical transformer in. They don't understand. Things don't happen that way. Does that make sense, Vincent? That's something that's happening all over the world.
There's a few storylines in Jericho, the television series that I've been recommending for years. And they find one of the main characters has a farm, and he grows corn. And his sister has a friend and a boy. And they're sitting at the kitchen table, and this young millennial type says, and they're talking about scarcity and the lack of choices and the lack of supplies and the crash of the supply chain, because nothing's coming. In this television series, there were some nuclear bombs that have been dropped or deployed in cities. The United States was decimated from within by nuclear attacks on U.S. cities, major cities. And so everything came to a screeching halt. And they're sitting around the kitchen table, and this young guy mentions that, you know, all we need is the internet, because if we had the internet back, then we could just order things. You know, all you have to do is, you know, click and say, order it, and then it shows up. And that's exactly what you're talking about. You know, people think that there are no factories, and it's just this magical funnel that feeds the supply chain, and all you have to do is order it, and it's there. It's not true. And, you know, since you've mentioned this, I have to tell you that as a farmer, as a mechanic, as a person who tries to innovate things, it's hard. It really is hard. And I often scratch my head and say, you know, I wonder if other people have it as hard as I find it, me personally, Vincent Finelli, you know, when I'm working on something. I wonder if other people are pulling on that wrench or that ratchet or that breaker bar, and I wonder if they're finding that the rust is as bad as I'm finding it. I'm wondering if they're finding out that they have to use an acetylene torch to heat up a nut that's rusted that won't come off any other way. Do they have these same problems, or is it just me? And the reason I say that is it's kind of like, I don't know, other people drive faster on the highway than I do. Maybe they have so much more skill. Maybe they're former race car drivers or current race car drivers. Or maybe their tires are so much better than mine that they have multiples of times the traction that my tires have. Or maybe their suspension is so much better than mine. I don't know what it is, but it seems to me that I keep asking myself, am I the only one that finds it this hard? And the answer I keep coming back with is, you know, I think everybody's finding it as hard as we're finding it. Everybody's finding it as hard as we're finding it. But sometimes I wonder. And Gwyneth, does that happen to you too?
It's, you know, I think to myself, I'm sure that, you know, I actually do wonder if other people find it as hard as I do. But what I think it is that maybe they don't even realize that it's hard.
Yeah, like when I'm digging a hole, when I'm digging a hole with a shovel, like, gosh, this is hard to do. Gosh, these rocks are everywhere. I mean, do other people have this much trouble digging a hole as I do? We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and, you were talking about butter for a couple minutes ago. Butter is 2.2x what it was the last time I bought butter, which was in the beginning of the genocide. So just before Joe got in office, you could buy butter at Sam's Club for $2.14 a pound. The time before I bought that, it was $1.79 a pound. And now the average cost in the United States is $4.70 a pound. Everything is going up. This is what I meant by a couple of years ago when I said hyperinflation is coming. This is exactly what I meant. The cost of butter doubling, that is hyperinflation. And it's going to get worse. And I also said, and I don't retract it, that we're going to see $12 a gallon gasoline. And so Joe took credit for depleting the strategic oil reserve in the United States in order to put a minuscule amount of crude oil on the market to lower the price at the pump. And it might have worked a little bit. Prices went down, but now they're coming back up. So now reporters are asking the press secretary. So Joe took credit for lowering the price of gasoline, and now it's coming back up very quickly. Does he take the credit for raising the price of gasoline? And the White House doesn't want to hear about that. Gwyneth,
didn't he send most of that petroleum to China?
Well, yeah, some of it went to China, some of it went around the world. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So, you know, this, we have a White House press secretary. It makes $180,000 a year, which is an enormous amount of money, I think. And you can get a job like that if you're really good at lying, but you have to be able to lie all the time. And I think she does that. I don't think she knows how to tell the truth. I'm talking about Karine Jean-Pierre. And this is the gal that, I don't know if it's a wig or not, but it sure looks like one. She looks like Raggedy Ann. She's a card-carrying homosexual, and she is the person that lies to you on a regular daily basis. And I'm looking at gasoline prices at a mobile station, mobile gasoline station, in Los Angeles, California, on Monday. So that's 2 days ago. $6.69 for regular. And if let's see, $6.69. And Supreme is $7.09. It's unbelievable, isn't it? $7.09. There's another sign that says regular is $7.13 and premium is $7.58. We're getting close to that $12 I talked about. Gwyneth, back to you.
Here in Australia, petrol or gasoline is, the last time I saw it, which was a little while ago, it was probably about 6 weeks or a couple of months ago, $2 a litre. So that's $8 a gallon. So, and our dollar here buys about what your dollar in America would buy locally. So, you know, for example, milk powder up until, oh gosh, probably the beginning of the year, for years and years and years was $5 a kilo. And then it went up to, you know, $6.75, $8 a kilo. And it's now about $8 a kilo for kilogram for milk powder. And this is it. The price of things is just creeping up and creeping up and creeping up. And I'm talking to people, and nobody thinks that everything is okay and everything is going to get better. And for example, okay, I had an old friend contact me just today or yesterday. I'll talk about this after the break,
yeah,
if you don't mind.
That sounds great. Gwyneth Hogs is with us live in Australia. And you can buy her books on Amazon. Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. startup company Spin Launch, the company that aims to catapult payloads into space with minimal rocket fuel, has just passed a massive test at Spaceport America in New Mexico on September 27th. The company launched a NASA payload into the sky before recovering it and checking it out and making sure everything was okay. It was sent into the sky by the suborbital accelerator. It spins it at 10,000 G's and launches the projectile at 5,000 miles per hour. Elon Musk has offered to proceed with a $44 billion buyout of Twitter. Gerber Kawasaki, Wealth and Investment Management CEO, Ross Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies.
He's paying the highest price possible. He's trying to get debt at the worst time possible. He's basically being forced to buy this company. It's not like he changed of heart. I think his lawyers just told him he was going to lose.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, it's always a few people that cause problems for everybody else. You know, it's like the people who throw litter out of their cars. They cause problems for everybody else. It's the few people who speed and drive recklessly that cause problems for everybody else. It's the few shoplifters that steal from stores that cause problems for everybody else. So what Gwyneth is saying, and previously in today's class, is that these devices to protect against shoplifting, to help the store owners not have their goods stolen from them, have to spend extra money, which is added to the price of every item that they protect, by adding these metallic devices, these RFID strips, etc., magnetic devices, whatever they may be, there's a cost associated with that. And if they're putting that on the product, that means that you get to pay for it too. You get to pay the extra cost because some people are shoplifting. So when you think that maybe shoplifting is because these people need it, they might. They might need it. But it's costing everybody. Okay? So keep that in mind. These people who just don't live nicely with each other, don't play nicely, violate the golden rule, those people are costing everybody. You know, more police, that costs everybody. More cameras, that costs everybody. More security devices, more security personnel. All that equipment and labor costs all of us. And frankly, I'm sick of it. I really am. So shoplifting at supermarkets, shoplifting butter. Now think about that. Does anybody absolutely, positively need butter? Do you need butter? It's nice to have, but do you need it? It seems to me that we have moved to a point where people just feel that they can take whatever they want. And what are they following the lead of? The elite. They're following the lead of politicians. And if you think about it, government is the business of making business. Government is wheeling and dealing and selling and accepting bribes for favors. Hillary Clinton said to one of her counterparts in another country, that in the United States, if it moves, we tax it. If it doesn't move, we regulate it. That's what government does. It tells us what to do all the time, and it costs us a fortune. And one of the things I was going to talk about tomorrow is all of the fees that you see on your electric bill, gas bill, and cell phone bills. I got a copy of an electric bill from a friend of mine. Lives out of state. The product, actually, a gas bill and electric bill. It was like $200, over $200 total bill, but the product itself was $78. The rest of it was fees, and taxes. Paying more than twice what he should for the product. And these fees just get added in. These city councils and state governments have these meetings and they say, well, you know, we need a little more money. Let's just tack on this little fee. Because there's already another fee. Let's just add one more and one more and one more and one more. And when I designed the computer system for the city of Fayetteville, North Carolina, for the E911 system, they decided that they wanted to have a way of paying for it. So they just put a 75-cent tax on the phone bill. It's just 75 cents. Times 100,000 people, 75 grand. How often? A month. They had so much money they didn't know how to spend it. Now, what could they have done? They could have said, whoa, you know what? I think we overshot this thing. I think 75 cents is way too much. Why don't we make it 3 cents? Did they do that? Of course not. What affect you?
Yeah, this is it. And things are getting desperate, and they're getting really desperate really quickly. And I mentioned that I had a friend. She got in touch with me for the first time in several years. She's a very nice lady. But she says, you know, it's she doesn't know what she's going to do with herself. You know, she lives in the middle of a particular country town. She lives right on the main highway. For whatever reason, she cannot put a fence around her house, which means that she cannot grow a garden. She cannot have fruit. And like I said, well, why don't you put a fence around your place? Yeah? Nice 6-foot-tall fence or even a, you know, 4 or 5-foot-tall fence. It will just stop people from just coming in and, you know, taking stuff out of your garden or whatever. And she says, oh, no, I can't do that. And I wasn't quite exactly sure why she couldn't do that, but, well, there we go. And, you know, so my next... The next thing I said to her is, you know what, you need to sell that house and you need to buy rural land. That's the same advice I'm giving everybody. And her response was, oh, well, I believe, I'm a Pentecostal, okay? That's my religion. That's what I was baptized in. And my friend is also a Pentecostal. And she said, I believe God will look after me. I said, yes, well, God said that, Jesus said that these last days would be like the days of Noah. And what did God tell Noah to do? God told Noah to build an ark. And she said, oh, yeah, well, okay, yeah, but I believe God will look after me. And I said, okay. And conversation came around, you know, well, what are you doing with yourself? And it turned out that she had a particular job, and that particular job required that she get the inoculation, as most jobs do here in Victoria, in Australia. And I said, oh, boy. And I said, whatever you do, don't get any more of them. And she said, you don't understand. I have to. It's for my job. I need the income. And I believe that God will look after me. And you know what? I don't know what to say to these people who have this attitude where God tells you that something is poisonous and not to do it, and instead do this. And he even goes to the trouble of writing it in scripture that when you see stuff going down, when you see, like for instance, there's something in the Bible says that when you see the abomination that makes desolate standing in the holy place, flee to the mountains, flee to the wilderness. Now, what have we seen lately? We've seen drag queen story time in the churches. Churches are holding these events for crying out loud. Churches are hosting drag queen story time events. And, you know, it's like, if that is not an abomination of desolation standing in a holy place, then what is? You know, is a church a holy place or is a church not a holy place? I know that, you know, these pedophiles that are dressing themselves up as women with clown makeup on, luring children, little children, to sit on their laps and bounce them up and down, you know, if that's not an abomination of desolation, I don't know what is. And that is the signal for everybody to get out. And Jesus said it. He said, you know, when the abomination of desolation stands on the holy place, then you get out, go to the wilderness, go to the mountains, and stay there until I return. That's what he said. You know, this is it. And the other thing is the jab. That's, you know, the patent number is, what is it, 2020-06-06-06? It's a gene modification therapy, and it gets injected directly into the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is the human body. Now, what is more holy than the Holy Spirit? Nothing. And what is this? This thing is causing desolation. It's causing women to lose their babies. The woman's breast milk itself becomes poisonous. People are dropping over dead. It's crazy. Why are people not seeing this? No, what it is that people who are calling themselves Christians are getting so fixated on money and thinking that if they can only get the amount of money that they need, then God will look after them. Well, it's not God looking after you, it's Mammon looking after you. God has got ways of looking after you that have nothing to do with money. And he will do so when that time comes. You know, it's I've been almost a year since I've given up my unemployment benefits. And I'm still alive. And I work probably as hard or harder than I did a year ago. But I'm still alive. My dogs and my chickens and all the rest of it, my horse is still here, we're all still here. God's provided for me thus far. And, you know, it's just absolutely jaw-dropping that compromising some more, thinking that just giving in a little bit more to the compromise is going to get them what they want. And they don't realize that's the very trap. And I also said to my friend, I said, you don't understand. This is a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. And she said, oh, I believe that God's able to protect me. I'm going to get the next jab. And my jaw was hanging open because I could see that he was somebody who ultimately was going to be tricked into giving up everything that was just about giving up their own soul. Does that make sense, Vincent? It's crazy, isn't it? That's the world we're living in. And I'd always thought that this person was a godly person.
I've got several comments.
And the other thing is, it's like Esau selling his very birthright for a bowl of porridge.
When we come back, I'll tell you the comments that I have. I've got some very strong comments about what Gwyneth said and my take on it. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban...
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Gwyneth is with us. And so, Gwyneth, I have some comments about what you said. And here they are. At USA Prepares, your instructors are doing the things that we talk about. We don't say that we do things that we don't do. We literally do the things that we talk about. I'm a farmer, and for over three decades, I have realized that being in a city is a bad thing to do. So I have been living as a farmer for over 30 years because I saw the city collapse was imminent. I saw firsthand, well over 30 years ago, what happens when what Rich Sheban talks about is implemented. When people are promoted based on their group status. I've seen what's happened when people are promoted because the organization, the government, the city, whatever it happened to be, felt that, you know what, we've had a guy in this position for a while, now we just need to change. We need a woman, just because we haven't had one. Or we need someone of a different color. Or we need someone of a different faith, just because we haven't had one. I've seen what happens. I've seen, if you want to see it firsthand, just read the news about what's happening in Chicago. Read what's happening in New York City. Read what's happening in major cities. Read what's happening in San Francisco. They all wanted changes. So instead of finding the best person to do the job, they found someone who was of a different group. That's what they did. Now, Gwyneth has been saying, for as long as I've known her, get out of Dodge. She said it many, many different ways. Sell what you've got if you're in a urban environment and get some rural land. Now, did she say that thinking that maybe someday she should do it? Or did she say that based on experience having done it? I've done it. Dr. Sheely's done it. Kyle's done it. Sharon's done it. Kathy's done it. Gwyneth. Rich. Okay. Greg. All of us, except for Bert, have, and Bert lives in the suburbs, in what used to be kind of rural in California. But that changed. So we have moved to the countryside. And I can, with total accuracy, say, broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And I have said that. Our farm is high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Exactly what Gwyneth just said during the last segment. She talked about going to the mountains. Well, we're here. And we've been at this farm for about 17 years. She talked about drag queens. These are homosexuals, men dressing up as women, wearing tutus, and they're scantily clad, and now they're gyrating in front of little children in houses of worship. It's sick. You need to think about your situation, and do you want to stay trapped? It's your decision. It's not ours. You do whatever you want. We've told you what we've done. But the filth, the drag queens, the perversion, how it, you know, it used to be that homosexuals didn't want to tell people they were homosexuals. Now they're proud to be homosexuals. And Gwyneth talked about the immunization. That's in quotes. She also mentioned that a friend was going to get the jab because God was going to protect her. Well, I know a guy that felt exactly the same way. He was a USA Prepares instructor. He was a U.S. military veteran, U.S. Army. He's been on the air here. I can't give his name out yet because his family hasn't disclosed this. He died a couple weeks ago. You've heard him a couple times only on USA Prepares. He's a great man. John Stadtmiller knew him. Rich Sheban knew him. I knew him. He's been to Rich's house. He's been to our house while John Stadtmiller was here. My whole family knows him, knew him. And he was advised to get the jab twice by the VA, and he said, well, okay, if you guys say I got to get it, I guess I got to get it. And he got it and died. Breaks my heart. I can't believe he's no longer with us. I can't believe I can't go over and talk to him across the fence anymore because he's no longer alive. They killed him. Those are my comments. It's outrageous. We're being lied to at every step, every step.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.